Thank you, Mr. President. Our delegation extends our best wishes to you for a successful presidency. As a strong supporter of nuclear non-proliferation, arms control, and disarmament, Canada participates in the work of the NPDI and the Stockholm Initiative. We commend the proposals of these cross-regional groups to all members of the CD. While significant progress has been made on nuclear disarmament compared to the Cold War period, we believe that nuclear arsenals remain too large and go far beyond what would be needed for minimum credible deterrence. We note with concern Russia's reckless nuclear rhetoric and its unlawful suspension of New START. As interim steps towards nuclear disarmament, we call for the full implementation of New START, entry into force of the CTBT, and moratoriums on the production of fissile materials for nuclear weapons. We are concerned about China's non-transparent and rapid expansion of its nuclear arsenal. We would not want to see China reaching the kinds of nuclear arsenals held by Russia or the United States. Instead, we call on Russia, the United States, and China to work together towards a step-by-step reduction of nuclear weapons. First, to credible nuclear minimum deterrence, and ultimately, towards the elimination of all nuclear weapons. In the meantime, nuclear risk reduction is essential. In the CD, Canada would like to see the commencement of negotiations on a treaty on fissile materials for nuclear weapons. In that regard, we call on states to put an end to procedural discussions on the mandate. It is our view that substantive issues should be sorted out at the negotiating table. Sufficient preparatory work has been done over the last decades, as was illustrated by the UK delegation. If there were political will to negotiate a treaty on fissile materials for nuclear weapons, the mandate would not be an obstacle. While we are skeptical about the ability of the CD to negotiate treaties on all agenda items at the same time, we believe that we could perhaps start with two topics that enjoy broad support and present a kind of balance: a treaty on fissile materials for nuclear weapons, as we just mentioned, and an instrument on negative security assurances. Mr. President, our delegation acknowledges that the current international security environment makes disarmament difficult. In particular, Russia's unlawful aggression against Ukraine and the breakdown of collective security in that context have created a lot of insecurity in Europe and globally. In that context, it is not surprising that smaller states look for collective security in alliances and want to be covered by nuclear umbrellas extended by allies. We are concerned also about nuclear proliferation in the Middle East and the Korean Peninsula. That said, the international security environment must not become an excuse for complacency. Past disarmament efforts have occurred during difficult times and international tension. Like in the past, disarmament could be helpful in reducing international tensions. In that regard, we support establishing a realistic program of work for the CD that incorporates the principle of continuity so that we do not need to commence procedural discussions at the beginning of each year. Thank you, Mr. President.